Earth, and Sky.
Now, the Hinode mission was designed to study the sun all the way from the surface up into this hot corona.
You're listening to solar physicist George Doshek of the Naval Research Laboratory in Washington. Working with NASA, Doshek is part of an international space mission called Hinode, Japanese for sunrise. He spoke to Earth Sky on what scientists are learning about the sun's atmosphere, called the corona.
The surface of the sun is only 5,500 degrees, but up in the atmosphere itself, the temperature rises to about 1.2 million degrees on average.
Unlike Earth's atmosphere, which is made up of air, the sun's corona is composed of hot, ionized gases that glow like a neon sign. We asked Doshek why the corona is so hot.
We don't know the answer yet, but we feel that the basic energy comes from boiling motions at the surface of the sun. The gas is moving around and tangling up the magnetic field. And the magnetic field stores energy, and this is somehow released higher up in the atmosphere to heat gas up to a million degrees, and even higher.
The sun releases pent-up energy through solar flares and even more powerful coronal mass ejections, which can disrupt satellite communications and intensify auroras here on Earth. Hinode's space telescopes will monitor the sun until 2013 and beyond. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.